all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton and welcome to another Your Harrogate Podcast. Appreciate you listening, however you're doing it. It's been a busy week, flown by as ever, including, spoiler alert, a Yorkshire winner on The Apprentice, Rachel Wolford from Leeds, who runs North Studio on Colbath Road in Harrogate. That's good to see. £250,000 investment from Lord Sugar. Also, we've had our charity golf day too, teamed up with our friends at the Fat Badger to raise funds for Sporting Influence and Harrogate Neighbours. If you missed that on Friday the 19th of April, then a little recap coming up, including a former Leeds United star. But first of all, to Thursday night this week, when a fans forum was held for the first time, certainly the first one that I've hosted, at Harrogate Town Football Club at the Envirovent Stadium in the exercise.co.uk suite. The panel included Chief Executive Sarah Barry, also Chairman Irving Weaver, and the gaffer Simon Weaver, who I spoke to at the end of the evening.
Yeah, I think the fans who came along tonight just seemed to really embrace it, and one guy there made me day, actually. He said, I think it's brought everyone closer together in the room, and it feels like proper club and that sense of belonging, you know. When he was saying, feels like I belong, you know, and it's such a nice rewarding feeling, that, because that's what we've always tried to achieve here.
How pleased overall are you with the season? Has it been a lot better than you anticipated?
Yeah, I anticipated it to be better this year, with the squad depth and with just small improvements around the club. You know, for example, Ben Rehm coming in and the fitness side of things, I knew we'd be better prepared and for the demands of League Two, but I still didn't think we'd probably achieve what we have done this year, you know, in terms of the consistency of performances and results. We've never been in danger, and we've been looking upwards for quite a while now, you know, so it's really encouraging for the future. But sometimes it's also nice to take stock and just be proud of the moment and proud of what's happened this season.
I know you can only be bothered about what you guys do and what your team does, but with regards to the league, has there been any surprises? We now know those top three who are going up, but the rest of it, when you look at the table, are there a few surprises or not?
Well, I guess so, yeah. But it just is a lesson to anyone, don't get ahead of yourself. Not that those clubs have, but in terms of for us, we're happy now and take stock, reflect. Yeah, great. What did we do right? What can we improve upon? But when I look at where Grimsby are and Sutton, especially Sutton, I would have never forecast. You know, that's the unpredictability of this league, and the dangers are there. So we've got to be careful of that. You know, we don't get too happy with ourselves, that we take our finger off the pulse, and that we keep the main core of players, because they've been tremendous for us.
With regards to Sutton, the 2-2 draw, conceding close to the 90-minute mark, was a massive disappointment on your side, or not so really?
No, it was disappointing to concede, but been in the game a long time, and you know that unless you get a 2-goal cushion, it's not in the bag. And it took one moment, that's all it took, you know, for a little bit of class from their substitute to score. It's a great through ball against the run of play, but that can happen. So the disappointment didn't linger for too long, you know, and I said, we're still in it. Of course, it would have been great, you know, to get a couple more points, but we can't dwell on it, you know. And that's how we've been quite matter of fact for quite a while now, that put disappointments to one side, even within the space of 90 minutes at half time, saying concentrate on that's gone, whatever's gone, you know, we 1-0 down against Gillingham, it's gone, we can put it right, and that's our attitude moving forwards.
Player of the Year awards and various other awards are going to be dished out this weekend as well. Two lads who got mentioned tonight, and I spoke to Tomo last week, we did a little chat with him for the podcast, and Jack Muldoon, who we've spoken to. With regards to that old brigade, how important have they been to be part of this squad this year?
I don't think we could have done it without them. It's as simple as that. They're massive personalities and figures of the club, and it's almost like they're more than just players, isn't it? You know, they are shining lights. They great example to the young players of how to continually strive for perfection and getting better each year, you know, and it's a grind. It's not easy, and many people probably won't want to go there with the efforts they have to make to keep getting better into the 30s. But their highs are when they've smashed balls in into the top corners recently at home games, and they get the raptures of the crowd and the ovations, and they are thoroughly deserved, you know. And I couldn't speak more highly of two individuals than Jack and George.
Josh Falkingham, I know he's not had the game time perhaps this season, but still very much an integral part of the squad, and that leader as well. You can tell that when I've spoken to him and doing this with him, he's so passionate about the club.
Yeah, another guy there who just inbuilt, you know, is part of us. You know, is the way he carries himself at training. We have good chats, really honest chats, and it's always finished with an embrace because there's proper respect there, you know. And I love the guy to bits. I'd do anything for him. He's there for me, where so many people in football can turn their backs if it's not going their way, because we're all somewhat trapped in a passion in this game, and how you handle yourself, you know, if you can handle yourself like Josh Falkenham, you know, the game would be in a better place if everyone was like that.
Something else that got asked tonight and has been raised today as we record this, the announcement that with the FA Cup next season, there's going to be no replays from round one onwards. Just tell us, for the purpose of this, how you think it's going to impact clubs like Harrogate Town.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. I mean, it's our chance of getting good money quickly in an FA Cup run. You know, FA Cup replays, it's often said, isn't it, our best resort is a draw and then take them back to their place and get some revenue, because it's hard, isn't it? You know, there's £50 million worth of debt in League One and League Two, so they are opportunities. You can't budget for them, but you can hope. And I wouldn't have made that decision if it was down to me. I think it's the power base of the top eight clubs in the Premier League that are controlling things, and that's beyond my control and the club's control, but it is a disappointment.
With regards to this Saturday, there is still a slim chance, depending on other results of the playoffs, if you were to get a result that keeps those hopes alive against MK Dons. How tough is it going to be?
Oh, very tough game, and very tough to overcome all the odds in order to get into the playoffs. But we're trying to focus our minds on achieving a really good performance ahead of the awards given out after the game. You know, there's a lot of pride at stake, and they don't come much tougher than MK Dons. You know, it's a good pitch here, which will suit them as well as it will for us, but they're used to dominating games. So how we go about it will be hopefully the right way. You know, I'm predicting that we have to be aggressive with it and try and get on the front foot, and I hope I'm right, you know, because I want the lads to enjoy the last home game.
Good luck to all our local teams this weekend, and have a great time if you're off to cheer on Town against MK Dons this Saturday, when chances are you're listening to this now, 20th of April, which means yesterday, the 19th of April, was our charity golf day when we teamed up with the Fat Badger for the second year running. So, first one last year, Oakdale Golf Club raised £12,000 for charity. Lots of teams all paying money to play a part, and then there's a raffle, and in the evening, a charity gala dinner and a big auction as well, and it raises all these fantastic funds. Our two chosen beneficiaries this year, Harrogate Neighbours, you'll hear from their chief executive, Sue Cawthray, very soon, but first of all, from Sporting Influence, the founder, here's David Moss.
Yeah, well, we work across schools in Harrogate and North Yorkshire, providing high-quality sport and PE. We run camps at Ashfield College across all school holidays, but today's about our foundation, which the aim of the foundation is to try and create opportunities for children that live in challenging circumstances.
So, I mean, a day like this, goes without saying, so important.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, just having the support of your Harrogate and the Fat Badger to raise awareness and to realise, for everyone to realise, you know, there is a problem for some children in the community, and actually raising awareness and some funds as well helps to try and give those children an opportunity in the holidays to have more of a fun and structured time. So that's our focus, to try and help those children when the school bell goes, that they've got something positive to do in the school holidays.
And you and some of the team getting out on the course and playing?
Yeah, we've got a team. So I've got a team of four playing today, and then we've got some of the Sporting Influence staff that are helping during the day with raffle tickets, and then again on the evening as well. So yeah, we're getting stuck in, and I hope we're having a really good day and meeting a few people as well.
So we are a not-for-profit charity based down in Starbeck. We've got varying bits and pieces that we do, from extra care, residential care, Meals on Wheels, and of course we do care into people's homes.
Is it a service that you found over the last few years, like so many charities, the demand has been increasing all the time, and there's more and more pressure on you guys to get those funds in?
The demand is huge. The service has grown. More and more people, as you say, need our service, particularly Meals on Wheels. We've found that more and people are wanting to stay at home, be looked after at home, so there's a huge demand. Funding continues to be a challenge for everybody working in the care sector, so yeah, challenging times.
So today, what does it mean to you?
Oh, it's so exciting. I mean, it's fabulous to have an event like this anyway, but to be here at Oakdale Golf Club is great, to raise the profile of the organisations that you're fundraising for today with the Fat Badger and your Harrogate. And it's just a great opportunity to network. You know, I'm a serial networker. I love being with people and talking to people. So yeah, very exciting. And I think it's going to be a great day.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
And it was a great day too. The Your Harrogate and Fat Badger Charity Golf Day, benefiting sporting influence. And that was Sue Cawthray, the chief executive of Harrogate Neighbours. Now, coming up, amidst the players, former Leeds United star Gary McAllister. We're going to be hearing from him. Also, Oakdale Golf Club. We couldn't have done it without them. And first of all, from the HRH Group, Fat Badger, Yorkshire Hotel, and many more, here's Simon Cotton to explain more about what was happening on the green.
Texas Scramble this year, yeah, it just makes it a bit more inclusive, a bit more fun. It doesn't sort of exclude the high handicappers. You know, it mixes up the low handicappers and the high handicappers. So Texas Scramble, for those who don't know the rules of golf, is where all four players tee off, and then they choose which is the best drive out of the four of them. And they put a tee peg in the ground and they all play from that same spot. Same again after the second shot. They choose the best of the four shots and they play from there. So basically, the idea is that you should have a really, really good score at the end
should
of it.
Should have.
Yes, because if you lose one in the rough, if you end up in a bunker, hopefully not all four shots in, they end up in the same place. So you're choosing the best each time. So you should be going around like in what they call scratch, i.e., you know, no extra shots to the course, so or better than. So that's the idea.
And how pleased are you that we can hold it here at Oakdale once again, and for two fantastic charities who we've spoken to already, Sporting Influence and Harrogate Neighbours?
Well, all three brilliant. So Oakdale first. I mean, the guys here, Mike, the manager, Catherine, the club secretary, Steve and his friend in the pro shop, they've been brilliant. They were brilliant last year and that's why we came back. Fantastic team, so thanks to them. The charities, yes, Sporting Influence this year and Harrogate Neighbours. Harrogate Neighbours, close to my heart, Sue Cawthray there, she's an amazing woman and does an amazing job, and I work with them throughout the year, so it was a no-brainer to help Sue and support the great work they do at Harrogate Neighbours in looking after people, older people in society, and those that need meals. They send meals out to people's houses every single week, so they do sterling work in the community. And Sporting Influence is a new charity I've got involved with the first time this year, and David and the team there again. So the other end of the age group bracket, really, they're working with youngsters, kids, and, you know, getting people, kids out of the sofa, away from the mobile phones and the computer games, and getting them out doing sport, which is really, really important to get sport into kids at an early age, not just from the sort of physical aspect, but from the sociable and mental, you know, wellness that brings in terms of what the benefits of sport.
Massive thank you to Oakdale Golf Club and the general manager, Mike. How good is it to see them all tee off?
Oh, hello, yes. It's absolutely fantastic. It's been a long time in the making getting people out on this golf course. It's been a tough winter, but it's absolutely lovely to see everyone out there today. Yeah.
And how proud are you of the grounds team and all the staff for getting, because this is the first time in 5 months you've got all 18 holes open?
Yes, near as damn it, yes. It's been a real troubling year for not just this course, but a lot of courses across the country. Our ground staff, our greenkeepers team, led by Mick Foster, have done an outstanding job in the last 10 days getting them to a place where where we can play this course and get all 18 open. So I'm really, really chuffed. I'm dead happy to get them out for the members, for the visitors, for the guests here. It's yeah, it's lovely. It's really lovely.
And I mean, besides that challenge, how is it going as a club for yourselves and with regards to members? Are numbers up, numbers down?
Yeah, so we're pretty similar from last year. We were full last year and we're looking like we're tracking the same this year. The membership we have here is absolutely fantastic. They are so understanding. You know, the last few months, like I mentioned, haven't been ideal, but they've been incredibly supportive. We have a great clubhouse, great venue here, and they've come down even when the golf course has been shut to support and keep the club going. Yeah,
and that's what they need to do. And it's absolutely, it's worth noting as well that obviously the facilities that you have here, function rooms for weddings, birthday parties, that kind of
correct
thing?
Yes, we're available for all sorts of dues, and we have two separate rooms that we hire out for members and the general public. Yeah.
Is our charity golf day alongside our friends at the Fat Badger. We've got a whole host of teams who have paid money to be part of today and raise funds for two great charities, Sporting Influence and also Harrogate Neighbours. And one of the star players, Gary McAllister, nice to see you.
Well, it's nice to be here. It looks as if the weather's going to hold.
Yeah.
It was horrendous last year, but it didn't stop everybody from having a great day. And we're here for a good cause, the two charities that you mentioned. You know, and I'm obviously here playing for the Fat Badger, good friends of mine down there. Just looking forward to the day.
So you play golf quite regularly, don't you, in Leeds?
Very keen golfer, yeah. Been a keen golfer since I was a young boy. Whole family play golf. So from the age of 5 or 6, I've been a member of golf. I play at Moortown,
right,
down in Leeds, which is a magnificent golf course. Oakdale's nice as well. You know, it's been so wet, though. I'm really surprised that the course is actually open.
Simon from the Fat Badger was saying earlier they've done so well. This is the first time in 5 months, I think, that they've got all 18 holes open.
Yeah, because as you know, literally it's been raining since October. You know, most of the part, you know, especially the parkland courses, the courses that are on clay based, it's nearly impossible for the water to drain away. The water tables are so high, but so the greenkeepers have done a great job. It looks pretty special out there.
I think it's great that we've got you on because there are so many of your former teams that I want to grab a word about. Yeah. Coventry, first of all, in the FA Cup
massive,
this weekend.
Massive game at the weekend. And who knows, I thought in the last round against Wolves they were outstanding. Yeah. You know, and the way Manchester, nobody can predict Manchester United. No. You know, even within a game, they go 10 minutes where they look exceptionally good, and then the next 10 minutes as if they've never played football before. So their consistency is not there. And if there was going to be a surprise over the weekend in the FA Cup ties, I think Coventry's the one. I think the other game, I'd fancy Man City to beat Chelsea.
Well, with regards to the race for the Premiership, and Liverpool, another one of your former teams, have they blown it?
No, I wouldn't say they've blown it. You know, it's been a disappointing week. You know, last couple of weeks have been very difficult for Jurgen and the players. You know, they went out of Europe last night. They went out of the FA Cup against Manchester United a couple of weeks ago. You know, and they had a disappointing result against Palace at home last weekend. So they've got to bounce back. You know, after the game in Atalanta last night, they've got to go to Fulham. They arrived back early hours of this morning. Then they'll have to travel to London tomorrow to play Fulham Sunday. And it's all about the next game. They've just got to win the next game, and that's against Fulham. 2 points behind Man City with 6 games to go. It's a tall order. I don't see Manchester City dropping many points. But Liverpool can only beat what's in front of them. And the next one is Fulham.
And just finally, locally, yes, a lot of Leeds fans.
Oh, obviously, Leeds is my club, the club that I won the league with and probably played my best football, you know, for a 6-year period. I've watched them quite a bit recently. And alongside, you know, Leicester as well. Ipswich have kept it going pretty well. Southampton are coming with a run now as well. So Leeds, they've got to get back on course. I still fancy them to go up automatic, and they've got to believe that. Your Harrogate.